Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Covenant Church of Thomas, and today is a real special day. We welcome Tamara here. She's going to be doing our sermon, and her family is here. Make sure you introduce yourselves to them and welcome them here. And we have the dance team here. How exciting here, huh? They are all dressed up and they're ready to go. This is a good thing. We do have some special news. Jim and Martha Tillo are grandparents. Penelope Colby O'Neill arrived 2/24, and she's healthy, 7 pounds, 13 ounces, and they're all doing well, so that's a great thing. The next thing we have, we need a new flower getter person. So whoever... That's a technical term we use. That's for when a baby is born. Someone would go out and get a rose, and we would have a nice rose up there. Well, Martha's away. She's down in Philadelphia. So by next week, we need to have a rose there. So if someone would like to take over that position of getting a rose and making sure it's there when it's needed, let me know afterwards, and we can take care of that. Movie night is March 6th. So hopefully we have a great turnout for that. It's going to be breakthrough, so try to come for that. The new mask, new information next week. We'll be changing some of our mask protocols, and they're in there. They're number 2 on our list. That'll be effective March 1st. February is Women's Ministries Month, and they have done an amazing, amazing job. Thank you to you all. It has really made a difference, and hopefully they will continue to pick other things during the church and serve in different ways during our service, because they've done a great job. Thank you. And the men coming up, I guess, June, Father's Day is June, so we're going to try to show them how it's done, okay? So, Dave, pay attention. You're a part of it, okay? They're all ignoring me now, so that's the way it works. Yeah, you fell asleep already. Let me go to page 2. It is important we have coming up the focused prayer group. So if you have something specific that you would like, we have about 8 people now who will be praying. So we were going to try to pick out some certain things that come along, and we're going to try to put prayer right to them. And we're going to try to pick a time each week where everybody is praying at one time. So we're working on that, and that's, if you would like to be part of that, let me know. Cardamom bread is coming up March 12th, because was it Tuesday is March 1st, so March 12th is coming right up for learning how to do that. Sign up, she is downstairs. And Gina Whaley still needs help in the nursery. So if anyone can help her, that would really appreciate, so that she can get out. You would like to? Good, okay. Great. We'll put your name down. Thank you. And yeah, see, you got it too. That worked out well. Lent begins this week. So it's very important that we all try to put a little extra into this. And on Wednesday nights, the first week is Ash Wednesday. The second, we're going to be over at the Congregational Church at 7 o'clock. We'd like to have a great turnout for that. Then the following week, we're going to be here downstairs, and then we'll go back there, back here, back there, back here, and then we will be coming into Good Friday. We're going to have a service here for Good Friday at 6 o'clock. We're going to have communion here, and then they will be showing the movie Passion of the Christ over there with their big screen at 7 o'clock. So we'll try to tie it. We're going to have Monday, Thursday here too, because we always do on Thursday. So just make sure, because we had a lot of different things pop up here. I think I got everything. Does anyone have anything they would like to add this morning? It's joys and concerns. So any joys, anything great happening in anyone's life besides having a baby, please. 43rd, great. That's great. We are too. Anything else anyone would like to add this morning? Well, I'm going to ask Mary to step up here and give us a share with us a prayer. With the war going on in the Ukraine, we felt that we needed to step back and take a moment to realize what's going on, to pray for the people there. So, Mary, if you will.
Praying for a war-torn country is not an easy thing to do, and so I needed a little help with this. And I found a website called send.org, and it listed about 10 or 11 different ways in which we can pray for Ukraine. And I will just highlight a few of those while we pray, but I would encourage you in your prayer time, if you're struggling with really knowing how to pray for a war-torn country and the aggressors, I would recommend going to send.org. So let us bow now as we come before the Lord. Father God, you are here. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Lord, our hearts are so heavy as we realize, Lord, what's happening over in Europe and in Ukraine and in Russia and the surrounding countries, Belarus. Lord God, our hearts are breaking, Lord Jesus, and we just struggle, Lord, to know exactly how to pray in this situation. But the thing that comes to my mind, Lord, is deliver us from evil, Lord. And we see such a presence of evil over there, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord Jesus, as you commanded us to pray, deliver us from evil, Lord God. And I just ask Jesus in your mercy, Lord, that you would just fill that land, Lord God, with your Holy Spirit, that you would attend to those who are suffering, Lord God. We think so much of the families as they are struggling, Lord, to find shelter, Lord Jesus, to locate loved ones, to take up arms, Lord Jesus. These people in Ukraine are brave, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for their courage, Lord Jesus. We pray for the children, Lord God, in their fear and confusion, that you would just bring your peace and your comfort to them when it seems impossible. But Lord, you are the God of the impossible. And so we just cry out to you, Lord Jesus, in your mercy, that you will hear these prayers. Lord God, we pray for the brave soldiers, men and women, young and old, who are willing to lay down their lives to overcome this evil aggressor. Lord Jesus, strengthen them. Give them good strategy. Give them protection, Lord Jesus. We pray for the leaders, the government officials. Lord, you taught us to pray for our enemies. So even now, we lift up Putin to you. Have your way, Lord God. We pray that you will deal with him as only you see fit, Lord Jesus. And if it means sending confusion into the Russian army, we ask, oh God, that you would do that. That's a tactic you used in the Old Testament, Lord Jesus. So we just cry out to you. We don't pretend to try to tell you how to win this war, Lord God. You are sovereign. You are Lord over all, and we trust you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you will be with President Zelensky, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will give him wisdom and protection as he leads his people. We pray for our president, Lord God, that you would just help him to surround himself with wise counsel and that you would guide him, Lord Jesus, in decisions that he makes. Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you would just be with the innocents who are in the crosshairs. Oh, Lord Jesus, your word tells us that your love endures forever and that you are faithful to 1,000 generations. So we claim those promises, Lord God, and we know that you are in control. What can mere man do to me? Our soul resides in your care. We pray for the salvation, Lord Jesus, of these people, that through this conflict, they will come to see you, Lord Jesus, as their only hope and their Savior. Father God, we pray all these things in the abiding, steadfast name of Jesus. Amen.
Let us now stand for our introit number 502.
Let us sing to the Lord. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving.
Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise.
For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods.
He is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
Pray with me. Lord, you give us so much. In our meekness and our smallness sometimes, you glorify your creation. Lord, help us to glorify you in all that we do. In our gathering today, in our coming before you, Lord, thank you that you have brought us together. Yet again, you call us to come among each other, to love each other, to pray with each other, to encourage each other. You have given us great direction. Help us to search your word and apply it, to know that you indeed know the best of the best of best of ways, and that you don't mince your words. You want us to follow you. You love us so much. Help us to see that love as you see it among your people. You call each and every one by name. You have given us such great days, Lord. Help us to use them to our best ability. In you alone, Lord, we worship you. The glory of the heavens, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. There is no other. For us, our day is set. We have said yes, and we will follow you. Pray with us the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading today is Exodus 14, verses 10 through 14. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, stand firm, and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you will only have to keep still. The second reading is Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, through the mountains tremble in its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar of the kingdom's totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And then the last reading is Luke 8, verses 22 to 25. One day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, Let us go across the other side of the lake. So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A windstorm swept down on the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him up, shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raving waves. They ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed, and said to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I'm gonna say have prayers.
And now we are privileged to go before God again in prayer. And, I think about the disciples and their plea to Jesus. Teacher, Master, teach us to pray. And he, in his kindness, gave us the Lord's Prayer, which is such a good template for our prayer time. And so I want to kind of follow that, and we're going to start using the acronym ACTS. You probably are familiar with it. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And so I will lead us through that, and there will be some times of silent prayer, and then there will be a time when we can voice our petitions before the Lord. So Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, we feel your presence in such a profound and powerful way, and we just thank you, Lord Jesus, that not only in our words do we experience you, but we can experience you physically as we see the movements, Lord, of these girls as they worship you, and it excites our hearts, Lord God, to worship you. Body, mind, and spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us as multi-dimensional beings, Lord, that it's not just a flat way to worship you, but we can worship you, Lord, in our words, in our songs, in our movements. And Lord, we just thank you for your kindness in your creation and how you made us to be responsive to you. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you. We are so blessed, Lord God, that you have chosen to dwell among us. But Lord, we know that there are times, Father, when we do not live the way you call us to. And I think of David and his heartfelt cry, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." So Lord Jesus, as we just come before you, touch our hearts, Lord God. Lead us, Lord, to the things that we need to confess, Lord God, before you, Lord Jesus. And I just pray that if there is anything that any one of us has done to one another in this church family, that in kindness and love, we would go to our brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus, and seek forgiveness and offer forgiveness, Lord Jesus, if that isn't what you're calling us to do, Lord God. And so even right now, Lord Jesus, bring to mind all that we need to confess to you in our silent prayer. Your word gives us the assurance that as far as the east is from the west, do you remove our transgressions. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And Lord, as we continue in prayer, we are a thankful people. In the midst of trial and hardship, Lord God, we are a thankful people, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are gathered here. We thank you, Lord, for those who are not able to be with us, and we ask, O God, that you will touch their hearts, Lord Jesus, as they are away from us and we miss them, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your great provision. We thank you for the birth of little Penelope O'Neill, and what a blessing that is to Brandy and Cooper and Martha and Jim. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you that we are able to gather and worship you in freedom. And we are so blessed by that, O God. Lord, we look forward to the season of Lent and how we will be gathering with our brothers and sisters at the Congregational Church. I pray that we will be faithful in this season of Lent, Lord God, that we will tune our hearts to you and we will be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and that we will have a renewed sense of worship, Lord Jesus, as we come before you. And Lord, there are so many things that we pray for. Lord God, top of mind, of course, is our search for a new pastor. Lord, we just ask that you will guide that process. Even now, Lord Jesus, prepare our pastor who will be coming to minister to this body of believers. And Lord, I just pray that we will yield to your timing and that we will be patient and we will continually look to you. And we ask, Father God, for continued blessing of our church pastors, Pastor Gary and Pastor Ann, and our leaders, our board members, our Sunday school teachers, our youth leaders. Lord, we just pray that you will continue to bless them. And then now, Lord Jesus, for any concerns that you want to, congregation, that you want to ask silently or aloud, we will open this time up right now. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayer, Lord God, that you incline your ear to your people. We are so blessed and we are so thankful. Now, Lord, we just pray for our sister Tamara as she delivers your word to us. And we thank you, Father God, that she is with us today. Bless her and her family, Lord Jesus. We ask all these things in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Well, good morning, church. Dancers, you are absolutely so wonderful. I remember being a girl at your age and learning to dance, but that is where the word was planted in my heart, and now she is a preacher. So I pray that the words and the song that you ministered on today will be the words that you preach tomorrow, girls. For those of you who don't know me now, I've heard Tamara, I've heard Tamara. I am Tamara. Pastor Tamara for Ravello. I serve at Salem Covenant Church in Washington Depot, Connecticut, under with Senior Pastor Linda Williams. And I am here with my wonderful husband, Michael Ravello. Just such a great person. Yes. Clap for him, okay? Also, I have with me part of our dance team, Penelope, and Mara Lee, who they remember those days of starting off dancing and shaking, but you know, now they're famous. So this morning, I give thanks to God. I give thanks to those who have come before me, Evelyn Dugan, my great grandmother, Denise Dugan, my grandmother, a praying woman, and my mother, Angela, who are all Kwitsan indigenous women who have prayed, who have fought, who have survived long winters, endured Indian boarding schools, and dealt with intentional erasure so that I can stand proclaiming the word of God here today. As the Evangelical Covenant Church, as you know, as a whole, has repudiated the doctrine of discovery, I also give honor to the Mohegan tribe, the Wappinger tribe, and the Powagusset tribes whose land this church sits on. And I thank all of you for allowing me to grace your presence today. Let's dig into the word, but before we do, let's go to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word. And as we think on these things, open our hearts and minds so that we may hear you. Amen. As I always do when I'm invited to a church, the first thing on my agenda after giving my yes is I begin to seek the Lord in prayer and I ask God, what is it that your people need? What is it that Thomaston Covenant Church needs? It is important that for all of us who are leading, especially now, that we are not just doing things on autopilot. We must be making sure that we are seeking the Lord in everything that we do, every word that we preach, every song that we sing. We must endeavor that we seek the Lord, because songs, as you know, have the ability to change the atmosphere. How did it feel to hear about the goodness of God? No matter where we are, God has always been faithful. We must be careful to seek God on our strategies, even in our prayers, because what we are doing in our strength is not working. Only what we do with God will last, not what we think we're doing for God, but what we are doing with God at the center. And now, if you know anything about indigenous people, we come from a long line of seers. In the church vernacular, that would be called prophets. As I was praying for you, church, telling God what I was hoping to say to you so that I could sound intellectually astute as a student at Yale University and represent as a proper covenanter. Once my big-headed noise quieted down, I was able to see that it was like the walls of this church, as good as they look, were weeping. I really wanted to give you something different today. But God said, tell them with their weeping hearts, the word of the Lord for this house, for today and in the coming days, is peace, be still. Another version that we read of that, Luke chapter 8, verses 23 to 25, is Mark chapter 4, verse 39. And after Jesus rebukes the winds and the waves, Jesus says, peace, be still. That is the title of my sermon today. And look, I get it, because I am human too. We're not superimposed because we are preachers and pastors. It's easier said than done in a pandemic, when we have seen and watched our economy falter, to have peace affecting the livelihood of many when we don't even know what's next. And now when we look up, we see war happening with Ukraine and Russia, rumors of war in North Korea. It's easier said than done to have peace. It's hard to have peace when there's still racial unrest in the air. No matter where you stand on the issues, when one says Black Lives Matter and the other says All Lives Matter, Indigenous people want the land back, Asians are tired of being hated on, and Latinos are wondering how much longer will our children be separated at our borders. It's hard to have peace. It's hard to have peace when COVID-19 hit. Then the Delta variant, then Omicron, then the flu Rona. And we've had so much division over this, fighting, do we wear a mask or don't we wear a mask, leaving us to live in an anxious world, even in our churches. The only thing that seems constant these days for you and I is change, transition, and weeping. How do I know you are all in transition? Because I just heard Mary say you're searching for a pastor, which means your previous pastor left. Transition. So I know I'm in the right place today. Transition, a word we define as the place of the in-between, the place where we are on this side looking to get to the other side. Transition, the place where we are not where we used to be, but we are not in the place where we desire to be. I think that about sums up where we are. Oh yes, transition is real, as we've all witnessed in these pandemic streets over the past couple of years. Married people are opting to be single, signifying that divorce is on the rise, leaving families fractured. Transition. Pastors in droves are walking away from churches they once loved and leaving congregants feeling abandoned and confused. Transition. Churches are currently outpacing all other times in history, closing their doors never to open again. Transition. Even in the covenant, we are on a 30% decline, and the numbers are rising. Transition. Death, in which many have left this life over to the next, has occurred in exponential rates, leaving an abyss of grief in the land where therapists themselves are badly needing therapists. Transition. And preacher, with all of this, you are telling me to have peace when life everywhere seems full of swift change, transitions, and weeping? Well, I digress. It is not me telling you, I am only the messenger, but it is the word of God declaring to you in the book of Luke chapter 8 and then in the book of Mark chapter 4, even with all of this going on, the word of the Lord for us is peace. Be still. And so as we dig into the text, we see the disciples are experiencing their own type of transition. Jesus has just commissioned them to get on the boat saying, let's go over to the other side. Jesus is asking them to move from one place to another. And as this request comes, after they've had quite a long day, night has fallen, and they are tired, kind of sounds like many of us, and as you know, a storm arises, as the reader read. The disciples panic. Jesus rebukes the wind and the waves, saying, peace be still, and challenges them to lose their fear and walk in faith. But I don't want us to focus on what we readily see and know about this story that we have heard over and over through the years. I want us to look beneath the surface at what else this story has to give us. Because when we are in transition, it is easy to focus on the storm or the problem rather than the promise. What doesn't appear at first glance is that on the other side of the transition is the place the disciples had not yet seen. They had not yet been. Jesus was leading them into new territory, or Gerasenes territory, a place they had not known. On the other side of the storm was the good news. Hear me. After the storm, and after the transition, and after the weeping is the promise. When the disciples make it to the other side, we find this is where deliverance and healing takes place. On the other side is where the woman with the issue of blood is made whole. It is the place where Jairus' daughter is raised from the dead, and where 5,000 are fed, the deaf were made to hear, and those who were on mats were healed. I think that is the good news. Church, for us who have an ear to hear, let us hear. God wants to take us to some new places. God desires to do a new thing in our lives and in the church. To get there, we're going to have to leave the old to get to the new. We're going to have to take the journey to the other side by embracing new mindsets and new ways of doing things. We must pursue new hopes and set our eyes on the promise rather than the storm as we transition. So what else does this pericope teach us? We will talk about three things, and then I'll have my seat. There is more than three in this text, but we will only talk about three. The first thing we are taught before Jesus says, peace be still, is that there is a way to be in transition. It's not only about getting through transitions, but it's how we behave, how we act, how we carry ourselves in transition that honors God. We find in the scripture Jesus is peacefully resting and not being a busybody. Then is awakened to our panic. The disciples said, Lord, don't you care that we are perishing? And I can hear some of us like the disciples saying, don't you see what's going on in my life, God? Don't you care what's happening in our churches and in the world? Or do you see how this person did me? You're just going to let it be, God? God is like, I see. And you, me, we will be fine. The Lord is demonstrating for us here, rather than panic when we are in transition, just rest. We should be intentional to find meaningful ways to rest and trust that if God is with us, we will get to the other side. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose mind are steadfast because they trust in you. Ways that we rest are by reminding ourselves of the fact that God is always in control and we can rest in that truth. We can rest by staying calm when others around us panic. We can rest by keeping our eyes on God and not the storm. Isaiah 30:15 tells us, in quietness and confidence is your strength. The second thing we do when we are in transition is we see Jesus makes a declaration. Jesus says, peace, be still. And when he did that, everything came to a calm, including the disciples. These days, we have gotten so used to saying whatever we want out of our mouths. We have forgotten that our words have power. Proverbs 18:21 puts it this way, the tongue has the power of life and death. The stakes are high. Your words can either speak life or your words can speak death. When in transition, when in the storm, we must be careful to speak victory rather than defeat out of our mouths. Get the word down in your soul so that you can declare the Bible's promises. If you were to take your temperature right now and take an inventory of what was coming out of your mouth, what would that look like? Because our words create the world around us. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Get the word down. So you know the promises to speak things like Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you, you only need to be still. Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord goes before you and will be with you. God will never leave you or forsake you. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord's plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Get the word down so that you can speak life rather than words that do not edify. Watch your mouths. Thirdly, after the disciples witnessed the calm after Jesus' declaration of peace, be still, in verse 41, it says they were filled with awe. When going through transition, never forget how big, how great, and how powerful is the God that we serve. That when experiences become too much to bear, or you're feeling the uneasiness of transition, we can call on the name of Jesus at any time, because even when people are not listening, God is. The name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, has the power to deliver, has the power to set free. Never forget how big and how great the goodness of the God that we serve is. Philippians 2:9-10 reads, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, That name, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on under the earth. Our God is a big God. Worry, disruption, addictions, chaos, panic, war, disease, sickness has to bow when we call upon the name of Jesus. Friends, we have the tools we need to make it through. And sometimes we just need a reminder. Today is that reminder. With God, we can make it through anything. With God, all things are possible. As I close, let us remember that we all experience transitions. We all experience storms. Be kind to one another. God is looking to take us to places we have never been, looking to take us to the other side where there is good news. We will get there. While in transition, remember to rest. Remember to watch what you say. And never forget how big the God that we serve is. This morning, we speak to the unrest in our own lives, and we say, peace, be still. We speak to the unsettling in the church here and everywhere, and we say, peace, be still. We speak to the unease in the world, and as a church, we say, peace, be still. And this, my friends, is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, it is our offering time. You are so gracious. You know our names. We don't always hear because we're just a little bit noisy sometimes. As Tamara said, help us to be still and to listen. So we listen, Lord. We are part of your fold. We want to do what you have called each and every one of us to do individually in support of your kingdom, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity, for how you have fed us and blessed us and brought us through so many things already. We have our own testimony about how you have done that among us. We have many blessings. We have life from death. We have lost some, but we know that they reside with you. Lord, we just thank you so much that in this time, we have the ability to give back to you. And in that is so much blessing among one another that we praise your name for everything you give to us, that we may be able to give back in some way. So as we proceed and we rise for our doxology, let us sing to the Lord all the blessings that we can. And then as we sing our last hymn to bring our offerings forward, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now our benediction. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, friends, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Peace be still. Amen. And I will meet you guys at the door in the back.